Alamo up here, east of here, and moved up there. And I kept the place and stayed there 40 years, counting the time I was with him there. Mm-hmm. And so I went up there and worked in the store for 2 or 3 months. And then I come back and taken over the farm, and that was mostly after crops were gathered when I went stayed in the store. Mm-hmm. And then I come back here and went farming. Mm-hmm. First crop I ever made for myself was between our pool here, where I met you, and Ripley. That was in 19 and 1910, somewhere along there. Mm-hmm. That's the first crop I ever made. And there wasn't no automobiles yet then. And there's one come through there. My place I was working was right there to the highway between Ripley and Hart. Didn't have no gravel roads, just had a dirt road. One of them old big, what you call a Hudson, come by. 2 men in it with a top down, you know. Mm-hmm. And they stopped there, wanting to know the way to Ashport. And I told them, and there's no nigger there, right across the road, lived in a house there, and he come out there and looked at that car. He didn't know what it was. And he told him, the nigger told him, says, boss, says, I'm going to ARP, that's this place down here, you know, and says, I'll go with you, I'll ride, if you let me ride, I'll ride on down there with you, 2 seats, you know. Mm-hmm. So he got in there and went on and got to ARP. The dust was dry. The dust, I expect, was 2 or 3 inches deep around the store out in the road down out on the side. And the old nigger told him before he got to ARP, said, boss, there's a hill you got to go down here. And one of them said to the other, and they seen the nigger scared, you know. One of them said to the other, and said, well, you better open this thing up. Go on. And got there at ARP, that nigger, he was scared so badly, come out the back and fell flat on his back out in the dust. Sure. And his sweater just running off of him. And he was the worst looking nigger you ever saw. And they stopped. They never thought about him jumping out, you know. They stopped as soon as they looked back and saw him getting over, fixing to jump out.
Probably had a lot of noise.
A lot of things come up them days.
What kind of roads did you have?
Nothing but just dirt roads.
How long ago was it that you started to get gravel?
Well, it was, I got it down somewhere, because I've been on the road for a long time, too. But I forgot what year. Graveled it.
Mm-hmm. And after the gravel, what was the next thing that came?
Well, after the gravel, after they cut the road wide enough for a blacktop, you know, at the beginning, and then they graveled it. And in 2 years, after gravel settled good and packed down, and they blacktopped it. And, it's concrete, you might say, all the way through to Ripley. I didn't have none on that road, but I've been all over the county on, I built this road.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, when I moved over here, I had it in a contract for about this place.